Good morning and welcome back to the Chamber Link. This week's episode, I'm so thankful to be able to be joined by two wonderful guests. For those of you that haven't joined us before, my name is Jane Vangsness-Frisch and I serve as a Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce Vice President of Workforce. Often get the question of what the heck does that mean? I get to connect, convene, and collaborate to make sure that our entire region is thriving. And one of those things that I get to work closely with that's close to my heart, both personally and professionally, is our agriculture landscape. So ag tech specifically. And today we're really talking about something that really sits at that intersection of agriculture, technology, innovation, workforce, and economic growth, which is that word of ag tech. And so as we know, especially in the valley here, agriculture has been the foundation to this region. But the future of agriculture we know, and our guests will share with us, is rapidly evolving, not only through technology, but also some of that automation. Obviously AI is playing into that, but research and data and entrepreneurship. We know that our economy consistently changes, but agriculture, is catapulted into that change. And we're really excited because coming up is Ag Tech Week Fargo. Our region has an incredible opportunity to showcase that innovation ecosystem that we have here in the community. It's growing right here, not only in North Dakota, but also throughout Northwest Minnesota. And today we're also going to preview some of the several events that are happening throughout that week, including our, at the Chamber, our Midwest Ag Summit, which we're really excited about, Grand Farms Cultivate Conference, and the NSF Ag Tech Engines Field Forward event. So as I mentioned, my role at the Chamber, not only as Vice President of Workforce, but I get to be that liaison with our Agribusiness Committee and have that opportunity to shape what our Midwest Agriculture Summit really looks like. And that will be happening June 10th in the morning over at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, the Butler Machinery Arena. Very excited for that. We have both national and international partners coming in, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about that in a second. But I want to pause and create some space for both of my guests to introduce themselves and share a little bit more about what they do. So before we jump into Ag Tech Week itself, if you would just be willing, let's start with you, Andrew, to talk more about what you really do with the Grand Farm and what that means for our region.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on here, Jane, and really excited to talk about and evangelize Ag Tech Week and the important work that's happening in our community. So yeah, like you, I have a job title that people ask, what the heck does that mean? So I'm the Ecosystems Director at Grand Farm. And, you know, at Grand Farm, we are a nonprofit focused on building out this global ecosystem around innovation in agriculture. Ultimately, I describe kind of our work as understanding what are the challenges that our producers in our region are facing, understanding technology from around the world, and then running events and programs and test plots and projects out at our farms to bring that tech in to solve those challenges. So that for those that haven't been out to our innovation campus that we have in Castleton, about 20 miles west of Fargo, invite you. We have 600 acres, which is kind of an R&D test site for startups, researchers, and corporates to come out and test and evaluate and demonstrate their technology. And then we also host a number of different events and activities around that. And this Ag Tech Week has been such a fun partnership with the Chamber, Bushel. I think this is our third or fourth year now in a row that we've launched this. And so this has been, it's just fun to see the trajectory of the growth, both from a, you know, visibility standpoint, mm-hmm. as we get more and more national, international delegations and attendees, to the number of events and activities that happen throughout the week.
Yeah. And Cultivate happens when?
Thursday, June 11th, they'll be happening in downtown Fargo at the Sinclair Event Center. And I define it as kind of like, you know, our framework is understand the challenges, understand technology, and run these events. So at the event, we're going to launch our regional agriculture pain point report, which outlines our top challenges that we're facing. And then a lot of the content is going to be curated to help address and bring in these speakers to help address those pain points.
Yeah, and I remember last year the pain points were very salient. I live on a fourth generation farm, and I can tell you what was brought out and really focusing on really truly is what our producers are seeing. So I appreciate that. So as a reminder, Ag Tech Week launches with the Midwest Agriculture Summit Tuesday, June 9th. You can find all of that information. And Andrew, remind me again, Ag Tech Week, that website is?
AgTechWeekFargo.com.
Yeah. And so you can find out everything that's happening that week. In addition to what's happening on Tuesday, June 9th and with the Ag Summit and what Andrew had previewed what's happening that Thursday that week, we have some exciting things happening also in the afternoon with the NSF Ag Tech Engine of that Tuesday, that day that we launch Ag Tech Week. So Allison, I'm excited to hear a little bit more about the NSF Ag Tech Engine in North Dakota. So if you would share a little bit about your role, but also what is the NSF Ag Tech Engine and what is what's coming up with the Field Forward event that Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Allison Weckman with the National Science Foundation Ag Tech Engine in North Dakota. We are one of nine of the regional innovation engines founded by the National Science Foundation. Each engine focuses on a different critical issue. And so North Dakota, we are focused on ag tech and how do we solve for food security? How do we feed our own people? So that's what we are working on. We're really excited for our Field Forward event, as you mentioned, starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, June 9th. We will be down at Crooked Lane Farm. And we are convening growers, producers, along with different researchers, innovators, entrepreneurs, and startups. We are grower-centered, so we start with the growers, we end with the growers. So we listen to the growers to tell us what problems they're facing, what problems they're seeing on their farms. We connect them with those researchers, those entrepreneurs that can hopefully help solve their challenge. They work together to test on their farms in real time. The farmers get to provide real-time feedback on the technologies and the products, and then hopefully cultivate and accelerate getting that to market so that it can be used by others. So we're really excited to bring all those people together at Field Forward on June 9th.
Thank you for that. And I think that's exactly what I took away from what both of you have said and what we've really tried to do with the Midwest Ag Summit is we want to make what is happening in our fields, what's happening in our homes, what's happening in our agribusiness community truly come to life here. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Midwest Ag Summit, I always get the question of, you know, who's going to be in attendance to this? Is this producers? And for us, it's about helping the entire business community, the business and industry community, really understand not only the impact of agribusiness, but also ag tech and some of the innovation that's happening around it, but also some of those global policies and issues that are coming up. And so the relevancy that ag tech brings to our community is incredibly important, but not only that, it's also the visibility. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I'm so impressed with the entire Ag Tech Week. And, you know, before we head into a break, I'm interested to know specifically why the Red River Valley? What makes us uniquely positioned here in the Red River Valley to be that leader with ag tech innovation? I'll throw it to you first, Andrew.
Yeah, so I think about the history, the legacy, and some of the activity that's happening right now. So if you go back to the history, you know, I think a lot of the listeners probably know about the history of Fargo, railroad town, agricultural community as it gets settled. The Bonanza Farms were started here. You know, these were 10,000 plus acre farms that had really state-of-the-art technology that existed at the time. And then, you know, there's been a long-standing legacy of innovation that has happened here, whether that would be from, you know, if you think about what Ed Melrow did, we have a turkey farmer, deceased here in Minnesota, got tired of shoveling out turkey manure from his barn, so he developed the world's first skid steer, which became Bobcat, Steiger tractor, and that the story of becoming Phoenix International. And now where we're at is we are the only community, I believe, in the world. I keep saying this, Fat. Nobody ever fact-checked me on it, so I'm going to keep saying Let's until I'm proven it. Otherwise. We're the only community in the world that has presence from CNH, John Deere, and AGCO, and they all have a very meaningful presence here. And so, you know, despite, you know, being a rural, rather relatively small community, there's a lot of technology development that's being built out of here. And we think about the industry or the ecosystem being growers, startups, researchers, educators, students, corporates, and we have all of that kind of manifested and are located here.
Yeah, awesome. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the NSF Ag Tech Engine and learn a little bit more about their perspective on innovation here in the region. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Thanks again for joining us today on the Chamber Link. We are previewing Ag Tech Week here in Fargo and highlighting some of the exciting events, bringing together not only innovators, but our producers, entrepreneurs, educators, investors, and our workforce leaders from across the region, even nationally and even internationally as well. Ag Tech Week officially kicks off with the Chamber's Midwest Ag Summit, which brings together leaders from across agriculture to discuss the future of industry, economic trends, innovation, and opportunities shaping agriculture across the Midwest. That event is really geared toward not only those producers, but truly those that are just connected to business industry here in the region. And we know agriculture is connected, and it is a commodity industry connected to almost everything that we do. And so that's why that is such an important summit for us. We're really fortunate this year to have a great lineup. Not only our three ag commissioners, the ag commissioner from North Dakota, the ag commissioner from Minnesota, and the ag secretary from South Dakota all together to kick us off that day. And then to end the day, we're going to hear from the consulate generals from China, from Canada, and from Mexico in their perspective of some of the pressures that we're seeing internationally as well. So I think sandwiched between there is a lot of conversation about innovation and agriculture and what that means for our community. And speaking of innovation and agriculture, before we went to our break, Andrew helped us understand a little bit about the role that Grand Farm plays in the innovation agriculture ecosystem. And I think it's also important to kind of to hear more from you, Allison, about where does the NSF Ag Tech Engine play with that? And really, what is the role in ag tech innovation, entrepreneurship, and startups for the NSF Ag Tech Engine? And why North Dakota? Why the Red River Valley? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Our role within for the engine within the state is really to invest in the startups, the entrepreneurs, the producers that are looking to bring innovation, to bring solutions to farmers and growers. So in terms of why North Dakota, 87% of the state's land is in production, farm production. So that is a great place to really focus on. But the other thing that we have that we really lean into is we have five tribal nations within the geography of North Dakota. We partner with all of them because we are really trying to intersect not only modern technology, but also with that generational knowledge that those tribes bring, and how we can blend the two of those together to really make some novel solutions for what our farmers are facing. So we're really excited that the National Science Foundation saw us as basically the only place to do this work. And we're happy to be tasked with that. We have some really great partners that help us with all aspects of what we're doing with the engine. You know, in addition to growing an ecosystem by bringing together the right people, we're focused on research and development, not only you know, what our R1 land grant institution here at NDSU can do with those researchers, but also use-based research. You know, that's really where those farmers come in and say, this is what I'm experiencing day to day on my farm. How can you help me? And then bringing that into the workforce aspect. How can we retain the talented people that we have that grow up here? How can we retain people that have that North Dakota, Minnesota work ethic that we want to stay in our region? And you do that by providing jobs that the industry says that they need. And I think a lot of people think about agriculture and they don't realize how much it's grown to incorporate technology. And a lot of people don't realize the variety of jobs that you can have within agriculture that don't involve you being in a field, sitting in a tractor. You know, that's just not the way farming's done anymore. It's not, we like to say it's not just cows and plows anymore. So, you know,
still important.
Yes. But that's not all of it. So when you think about how we're skilling, you know, people to operate drones and run autonomous systems and be an irrigation specialist or even to run the data, you know, those are types of jobs that we want people to know that you can get right here in North Dakota in your rural community. We're really focused on that place-based, you know, if the problem is coming out of a rural community in North Dakota, we want to make sure that the technology then can be put back into that community and that they have the workforce to support it. And all of this leads to the acceleration of getting these products and technologies into commercialization. We have a great partnership with Endeavor to really help our entrepreneurs and those startups figure out their path to commercialization, help set them up with additional funding. We make investments in those entrepreneurs and those startups that maybe a lot of traditional VC funds and whatnot maybe wouldn't want to take the risk on. And then we help align them with other opportunities for additional funding.
Yeah, and I think we've all hit on that farming doesn't look like what it used to. You know, mm-hmm. I shared with both of you that I have a 101-year-old grandfather that's still very spry, and we talk about the innovation that he has seen. And farming is always at the cutting edge because we need to feed more mouths. Mm-hmm. And that is just basic premise of what we're trying to do when we are feeding the world. Mm-hmm. And that is something that's true. So innovation is no stranger to agriculture, but Ag Tech Week is relatively new. I believe we're on our fourth year. And so I'm interested to know about a little bit more. Let's dive a little bit deeper, because I think for our listeners, they may not realize that this is something that's accessible to them, whether they are in agriculture, whether they're ag adjacent, or frankly, whether they just want to know more about the ecosystem here in our region. What is Ag Tech Week? So again, Ag Tech Week, for those of you that are just joining us, agtechweekfargo.com. You can look on that website, see a list of various events. I believe there's over 20 events happening throughout that week, including a variety of organizations and connection points and really some really great networking. So let's talk a little bit, Andrew, about that Cultivate event that is happening mm-hmm. Thursday throughout the day. What does that look like? How do people register? But more so, why should they attend?
Yeah. Why you should attend is, again, this is all around the thesis is pretty simple. Understand the challenges. So actually, to go back even to Allison's point, the growers are at the beginning and the end of this kind of innovation cycle, right? We need to be focused on their challenges, and ultimately, they're going to be the end users of this technology most of the time. So with our Cultivate conference, we are going to be launching our regional ag pain point report, which is basically a study that we did to identify what are the top challenges that our producers are facing. So we'll announce five kind of pain points, and all of our content is curated to address those challenges. I think right now we're almost up to 50 different speakers that are coming in from around the country and around the world to participate in that. And a couple of the themes that we'll be highlighting besides the pain points is one of the things that is unique about North Dakota, specifically from an ag standpoint, is our diversity. I believe there are 45 different crops that are grown here. We're number one or two in about 14 of them. Think barley, edible beans, flax, canola, things like that. So I think we have a real opportunity to increase and look at diversification. So we'll be looking at doing a panel with the future specialty crops in our region that will include Anheuser-Busch talking about barley, healthy food ingredients, talking about all the different work. They're doing a lot of work with different crops. SBNB, talking about food grade edible soybeans. Jane has a lot of information on that, apparently. You grow some with them. ADM, edible beans. And so that's one example. We'll also be working with, the other thing that I think is unique and what I love about ag is cooperatives. You know, the Midwest is a leader when it comes to cooperatives. So we'll be having several different cooperatives from around our region talking about why they're driving innovation in technology. So you can go to grandfarm.com and click on our events page, and you'll see all the information about Cultivate.
Awesome. Thank you. And we're going to be headed into the news in a break here. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about what's happening during Ag Tech Week. Look forward to it. Welcome back to the Chamberlink. Today, we're focused on agriculture, ag tech, and the innovation happening right here in our communities in the Red River Valley, and really us being the leader in the nation related to ag tech and that collaboration that it takes. I have guests not only here from Grand Farm, Andrew Jason, but also Allison Weckman from the NSF Ag Tech Engine in North Dakota. I wanted to flip it to you quick, Allison, if we could, to talk about a little bit more about what's happening during Ag Tech Week. Again, AgTechWeekFargo.com. Don't forget to take a peek out there, all the great events that are happening. You can attend all, you can attend one. We hope that you'll consider attending at least some of those events. Really national, international leaders coming in to really help us understand ag tech and our impact. So Allison, if you would share a little bit more about the Field Forward event that is happening that Tuesday, how people register, the kind of thought behind that event, and we can talk a little bit more about really how impactful it could be.
Yeah, thank you for that. So our event is on the Ag Tech Week Fargo website, also on our own website, farmsfeedstheworld.com. But there's a banner where you can register. It is a free event. We will be providing snacks and beverages. So if you could register so we have a good head count. I always say that's the worst thing in the world in the Midwest is to run out of food, right? But we're really excited. We'll be down at Crooked Lane Farm, which is just about 20 to 30 minutes south of Fargo, so not too far out, but really wanting to connect growers and producers with some of the startups and entrepreneurs that we have. So we'll have some demos lined up where they can talk about their technologies, get some feedback from farmers, showcase what it is that they're doing. We also have a couple of presentations from various folks. So one of our partners, with AgLaunch, which is out of Memphis, Tennessee, they have a model where they, connect on-site farms, with their entrepreneurs to really get that on-farm testing, that validation, the real-time feedback to the to the entrepreneurs about, what the farmers are seeing while testing out their products. And then the farmers, you know, make an investment in that technology. And when the technology makes it to market and does well, the farmers get a profit back from being able to have those products and technologies tested on their farm. So it's a great opportunity for farmers to have an additional revenue stream coming in because they're testing out and trying these new technologies. So we're really excited to highlight that partnership and what they do with their grower LLC, as well as the various demos that we're going to have that day. So we're really looking forward to just really creating authentic connections with growers and producers and those startups, and just really putting all of these people in the same room to see what we can come up with for some really novel solutions to the problems that all of our growers and producers are facing today.
Yeah, off air, all three of us were talking about how sometimes those small groups, those conversations, I love me a virtual meeting, right? You can take it from the car, you can do all of that. But what's so important is sometimes getting people together to talk through not only those pain points, but also to really collaborate and think through some of those solutions. And I know both of your events are really focused on that. And we're really excited, again, with the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber to kick off Ag Tech Week that Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. out at the Red River Valley Fairground Butler Machinery Arena. You're not only going to hear from our state leaders, so not only the Ag Commissioners both in North Dakota and Minnesota, but the Ag Secretary in South Dakota coming together to talk through where are we at as the stage of both nationally and internationally, where are we at as states? And I feel so fortunate that we are in this community, we are in this region, because both Grand Farm and the NSF Ag Tech Engine are really taking us to the next level. And some of that work has been really recognized most recently. Specifically, if you would, Andrew, talk a little bit more about the USDA National Proving Grounds Network and what that is and what that means for not only Grand Farm, but for our region.
Yeah. So, you know, in this conversation, we've talked a lot about this novel technology that's coming. It's not the cows and plows. It's the autonomous cows and plows, I guess, yeah, if you will, that are coming to town. So there's a lot of tech that's coming to the market for farmers. And, you know, some of it's great. Some of it is awful. And some of it is going to be great, but it needs mm-hmm. to work to happen. And so what USDA wants to do is evaluate this technology and basically think of it as like the USDA stamp of approval that this technology works. So we were excited about 2 months ago or so to launch a partnership with the USDA on this National Proving Ground concept. So it's a USDA program that Grand Farm is supporting through kind of a project management component of it and the ecosystem element of it. And we're really excited, thanks to the leadership of Secretary Rollins and our very own Senator Hoeven, that we are in a position that we can do this. And so in year one, this is a pilot year because there's a lot to learn that we're going through, but we are going to be evaluating weeding detection company and weeding destruction companies. So think about those that can actually detect the weed from the crop and those that can actually just destroy it, whether that's a mechanical, a See & Spray, or kind of a laser or something along those lines. So we're going to be evaluating those at two locations, one up here in our site in North Dakota at our innovation campus in Castleton. And the other one is we have a partnership with the University of Georgia on the University of Georgia Grand Farm in Georgia, that we'll be evaluating. So we'll be testing up soybeans and sugar beets up here, and then peanuts and cotton and onions down in Georgia.
Onions too. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's a fun fact that I didn't know. What does this, like, I think if I'm just be the questioner in the room, what does this really mean? So like what long term, what will this mean for our region?
Yeah, so I think if you go back to the history mm-hmm. of agriculture, right, there's been a lot of maybe snake oil that's come to the market,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
And so what USDA wants to do is evaluate this and basically, like I said, have this stamp of approval on this works, and it's all focused on ROI. So what we're going to be doing, again, in partnership with the USDA, is evaluating this sort of technology. So for this weed destruction and detection activity that we're focusing on this year, we've brought together weed scientists from across the country to develop plot protocols. There's a very scientific process that's going into all of this as we're evaluating this. And so at the end of this, you know, again, this is our pilot year, so this won't be this year, but in years to come, we'll be coming out and saying, all right, you know, company XYZ gets the stamp of approval because mm-hmm. there was a clear ROI when it came to the weed destruction or weed detection of what they're trying to do. And so the idea of this is it's national. So the idea is that this will expand across the country and focus on challenges unique to each kind of like region across the country.
Yeah, because if you think of Georgia to North Dakota, very different, right?
Yes, very
onions
different.
To soybeans, mm-hmm. very different. And, you know, I think it's really, you know, when I was asked about this, I had a colleague kind of ask, like, what is this proving grounds? And I knew a little bit about it. And, you know, what I shared is it's really about accelerating the agriculture innovation as quickly as we can, while at the same time making sure that it makes sense and that we're not selling, I'll use your words, the snake oil, yep. right? And making sure that we're not taking advantage and that commercialization process is maybe even accelerated as well.
Yep, 100%.
Great. Okay, so before we head into our next break, Allison, there has also been some pretty significant investment and some really exciting news out of the NSF AgTech Engine from the National Science Foundation. You know, we know that the Engine program is one of the largest federal investments that have ever happened in the region related to not only innovation, but also workforce development. Can you explain a little bit about the vision behind the NSF AgTech Engine, but mostly what this investment means, not only for North Dakota, but our broader region and our country in general?
Absolutely. So the Regional Innovation Engines program is a commitment from the National Science Foundation for up to $160 million
wow.
over 10 years. So we just completed, there's three phases. We just completed years one and two. We're heading into years three through five, and then we'll have to go through another kind of pitch session for funding for years six through 10.
So I'm going to stop you there. So we've kind of made it past that first hurdle, it
yes.
sounds like, right?
Yes.
Year
yes.
one to two,
yep.
we've been certified, I'll
yes.
say, I'll use Jane's language of certified
yep.
to get into year three through five. So mm-hmm. the next 3 years, they have put their stamp of approval and said, here we go. We want to see what else you can do.
Absolutely. They, so the Innovation Engines program has four pillars that the program itself is being evaluated on, but each engine basically writes their own strategic plan, and how we measure up to that is how we're reported on for success of the engine. So the things that we say we're going to do, whether or not we do them, that's how NSF determines if we're successful or not. So the biggest thing that we're trying to do is take that money from the taxpayer dollars, the federal government, and make sure that we are investing that back into the community. The whole kind of concept of the regional innovation engines is to make investments in areas that typically don't don't get investment from federal dollars, right. You know, not the Silicon Valleys or whatnot. So we're really excited to be able to bring that money and that amount of money and put it into the North Dakota economy.
That's awesome. And, you know, I think that we often hear the NSF Ag Tech Engine, and when we hear National Science Foundation, at least my mind always goes to, oh, it's a grant program. When truly this is proving grounds. It's, mm-hmm. it's building up, much like what Grand Farm is doing. Parallel is some ecosystems different, but similar, mm-hmm. right? And making sure that we can continue to be that leader here in North Dakota. And so with that, I think it's important to remember that the reason that we're having Ag Tech Week is because we want to highlight what's happening, but also we want to make sure that we have connection and partners, mm-hmm. that we're not just doing this work to do the work. We're not just doing testing the innovation so it can be taken by someone else, or just making sure that, you know, we give some money and, you know, things are all good. We want to make sure that what we're doing, not only through the NSF Ag Tech Engine, Grand Farm, and even how the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber is supporting agribusiness, is that it's a direct and almost immediate ROI or impact to our region. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one of the biggest takeaways. When I get asked from our business community that maybe they're not focused on ag, is why does this matter to me? And agriculture is our number one industry. It's our backbone. But at the same time, it puts us on the map as a leader. It attracts jobs and it encourages that flourishing region. So we're really excited to highlight that through our Ag Tech Week coming up here in June. So with that, we're going to head right into a break and start our last segment. Good morning and welcome back to the Chamberlink. Today we're talking all things agriculture, focused on our upcoming Ag Tech Week here in Fargo, launching on Tuesday, June 9th with the Midwest Agriculture Summit, then going right into the NSF Ag Tech Engine Field Forward event. But one of the things that we haven't touched on, in Thursday we have our Cultivate event with Grand Farm, which is a day-long event. But one of the partners that we haven't talked about that I want to make sure that we do highlight is Bushel, which is an innovator right here in our region that started right here in our region. Andrew, do you want to talk a little bit more about Bushel and what they have going on during Ag Tech Week as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that don't know who Bushel is, kind of the easiest way to describe it is, you know, when a farmer goes, drops off their grain at the elevator, they historically have always gotten a paper ticket that says, here's how much you dropped off. Bushel is digitizing all that. So they are a quickly growing ag tech software company. I think they've raised over $70 or $80 million mm-hmm. as they've continued to scale up. And we're really excited to have them as a kind of a leader when it comes to ag innovation and why our region. So they are going to be hosting their customer conference, which is primarily made up of elevators, cooperatives, some of the big kind of corporates, producers from processors from around the country will be here. So they'll have a couple hundred of their customers here as well. And what's great is now there becomes a lot of synergy between, mm-hmm. you know, the Chamber, Field Forward, Bushel, and Cultivate. They all kind of seamlessly flow into each other.
Yeah, related topics, but not overlapping, truly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
And, you know, so again, that's AgTechWeekFargo.com. Starts again on that Tuesday, June 9th. Flows into the afternoon. We have our Field Forward event. We start that Tuesday morning with the Midwest Agriculture Summit. That will be out at the fairgrounds. Great opportunity for those that might be ag adjacent or businesses in the community to come and have breakfast with us, to learn from both national and international speakers and talk about some of the regional impacts. Then head over to the Field Forward event, which is down at Crooked Lane Farms. Again, that is a free event. Mm-hmm. Really wanting producers to come in and provide their feedback and input on a lot of things that are happening. Bushel's events are on Wednesday, and then we head into the Cultivate conference on Thursday. And remind me again, Andrew, where are we having Cultivate at this year?
That will be in the Sinclair Event Center in downtown Fargo. And Jane, could I just flag a couple other events that are going to be happening
throughout
the week?
Sure, let's do it.
So again, AgTechWeekFargo.com has events calendar with all the listing. Most of these events are going to be free. But the CFA Society of Minnesota is investing in biologics event. So hey. You know, this is attracting investors into this AgTech ecosystem. And then on Friday, out at Grand Farm, the mm-hmm. Northern Plains Sustainable Ag Society is hosting an organic and regen ag tech field day. So they're going to have speakers and robotic systems and demos out at Grand Farm. So again, they're just using Grand Farm as the venue, but we're excited to have them out there. And
yeah, that sounds like a great
organic
way.
Farmer, group.
Yeah, close out the week on Friday with that organic conversation and maybe some demos to really understand what's happening out there. That sounds like a great opportunity to kind of close out the week. And again, you can find more information, AgTechWeekFargo.com. Really encourage you to go out there. And if you have questions about the event, all of our contact information is out there. It's a really accessible way if you aren't immersed in agriculture day in and day out. I mean, I think the three of us are connected to agriculture day in, day out. And so it's kind of a second language to us. But for those that might want a little bit more, this is an important way for us to really understand and a way for you to get access to some of this really innovation and just find out more. It's really an exciting way. So I can't believe we're coming to the close of it. Always goes so fast. ChamberLink, every time I have the opportunity to host, I say I wish I could have 20 minutes more, 15 minutes more for sure. But I want to close this up today to really think about what is the future of agriculture, the forward future. What is, you know, the back to the future? We're having some of those conversations as well. So what is the, you know, from both of your perspectives, maybe rapid fire here, and I'll start with you, Allison, is what is the one thing that you wish people understood more about the future of agriculture or even about the engine?
Yeah. So one of the notes that I had written down, which I think also ties to the who should attend Ag Tech Week events, even if you're ag adjacent or maybe even not. But the future I see for agriculture is communities are the participants and the beneficiaries of innovation. And so if that's what our future is, that's how I want to tie it back to who should attend Ag Tech Week events. You know, maybe you're an entrepreneur. You're not currently thinking about a product or a technology that could be used for agriculture, but you might be sitting on something that could be applied.
The next best thing.
It could be. And so that's what really excites me about the future that we're going to, but also the work that we're doing at Ag Tech Week and what these events can mean for the future.
All right. Rapid fire, Andrew. What do you got?
Oh boy. I think a couple of things come to my mind is, one, as we think about the future of ag, I think, you know, we have to do more with less. That's been the saying over and over, but I think that's going to continue to be true. I'm also excited about what is going to be happening when it comes to the crop diversification. And then the kind of the thing that I'll just leave back, you know, a little bit ago, we talked about kind of why our region. So again, if you go back several hundred years, the indigenous communities here were very innovative with their agricultural practices. Mm-hmm. We had the Bonanza Farms here 100 years ago. One of the things that I like to think about would be 100 years from now, as the next generation come, what will they look back and see what is happening now? And what is going to be that thing that they're like, wow, that is what pushed us forward the next 100 years? And that's what we want to expose and highlight at Ag Tech Week.
That's great. Well, again, I just want to thank everyone for joining our today's conversation. It's been great. Ag Tech really is helping shape the future of our economy, our communities, and the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber is so thankful to be a part of Ag Tech Week and really lift up the ag community. So thank you again to the NSF Ag Tech Engine, Allison, and to Grand Farm. Andrew, thanks so much. And thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you at Ag Tech Week. Have a great day.